Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Hello there. Hey. Welcome to the Sports Lounge. Oh boy. Cameras are all, I can't see myself on this one here.
But I can see you, so take
Oh yeah, your head is way cut off though here. You're really
good.
Welcome to the show, everybody. It's a radio show as well as a TV program. As you know, it's the Sports Lounge. Fred Dreyer, Michael Horn. I'm Michael Horn, in case you don't know. We got the memo to wear black. Fred wanted to go ahead and put the little red accoutrement on there for the 49ers. And I decided just to go, natural. And so this is where we are today. The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Ladies and gentlemen, I give to you the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much. Welcome to the show. This is Super Bowl week. Actually, I say this is the week where you at least get the loser's share of the NFC Championship game.
The making of the Super Bowl is what's happening this week, right?
And the losing aspect of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So you get two checks.
Two checks on this thing, and that's good. I don't know what I heard somebody fall over. Was our stage manager that he walk into the wall? Something happened there. But whatever it is, he's
that?
Okay. Yeah,
just
get him a Band-Aid. He's fine. This is good. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Welcome to the show. We were off last week because Fred was on assignment, and we're back this week here. One of the things we'll talk about, I don't know if everybody knows this nationally, and we're a national show, so I apologize up front, but apparently Fred Rogan, a big-time sports guy for KNBC4 in Los Angeles, is hanging him up after many years. He's no longer going to be around there. He's retiring and just, I think, going to just be on radio, Fred.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I thought I'd lay that one on you.
No, I know Fred. He's only leaving NBC TV.
Correct.
Everything else he's here for. See?
Did Fred ask you before?
I happen to know that's a fact.
That is a fact over there, I'll tell you right now. Okay, that's a good one.
That's a
fact.
So
we'll be back with more here for you. We're going to talk about it in the next break, so stay with us here in the Sports Lounge.
Give a wire clip.
Yeah. Look at that. How did that happen over here? Let's go back to that shot. Oh, there we have it. Okay, I thought we were on this shot here is what I thought. That's a nice one. Fred,
thanks.
We're going to take a quick break, come back with more. It's the Sports Lounge coming to you on Sirius XM, Sports Byline, CRN Digital Talk Radio, and everywhere. On your smartphones, you can listen to us. I'll tell you how when we come back. Stay with us.
Hello, everyone. Fred Dreyer here for Balance7.com. Do you suffer from low energy, acid reflux, heartburn, joint discomfort, or a weak immune system? Well, Balance 7 is your answer. Balance 7 dilutes the acid in your body and kickstarts your immune system. That's right. 3 sips a day is all you need. In 3 days, you will feel the difference. Balance 7 is my go-to drink to energize me every day. Stop taking those caffeinated, sugar-filled energy drinks. Balance 7 works. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, cut the acid in your body with Balance 7. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. Use the code word FRED to get $15 off your order and free shipping, plus a money-back guarantee. Man, you can't beat this. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Or go to balance7.com. And don't forget the code word FRED.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her, me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. That's 800-605-1683.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show, the all-pro defensive end, the one and only acting legend, Mr. Fred Dreyer. Glad to have you with us, listening nationwide, coast to coast. We understand on our video portion the audio was off. It has been fixed by our studio technicians. And let me tell you, if that ever happens again, here's a little trick that old Uncle Mike is going to tell you. And Fred, you got your cell phone there?
I sure do.
Could you hold it up on the camera so they can see it? This is a regular smartphone. I believe it's an iPhone that Mr. Dreyer has right there. And
there,
so what you do is, after the show, I want you to dial this phone number, everybody. It's pound 250, pound 250, and then hit send. It's a phone call. And then listen, and it'll answer, and they'll say, what's the keyword? And you say CRN, and they'll say, you want CRN? You can listen to everything. You say yes. Can we send you a one-time text message? You say yes. The text message comes. If you've got an iPhone, you press one link. If you got an Android, you press the other. It loads our CRN app right on that phone. So if the sound goes out, you're in your car, you can't hear us on Sports Byline or Sirius XM or CRN, you can listen right on your smartphone.
Boy,
you can
smart.
Put it through your car speakers, your smart speakers. And just remember, you can hear the show when we do some tapings Wednesdays at 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern. It's on Saturdays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, and Sunday mornings at 6 a.m., 9 a.m. Eastern. So check that out.
That's a lot of information.
It's very simple. Pound 250, hit send, listen, say CRN, they send the app to your phone.
Yeah,
you'll have it right there.
That's what they do.
You can take a look at it, listen to Fred. And by the way, I must mention, Fred is the voice of many commercials on the CRN network. He has become the production director, staff announcer. That's a new, something new in his repertoire.
Yeah, well.
Well, Fred Rogan's retiring. So let's get this straight. For those listeners in Los Angeles and those that know Fred Rogan, who's been around a lot, he's on national radio shows and more. It is a three-hour national radio show and TV sports. So, Fred, like, apparently Fred Rogan called you and asked if it was okay to retire from TV.
He came by the house.
He asked, was it that Everybody Loves Raymond episode?
It's a little bit of information, and he rolled the window down. He's a very nice guy, sweet guy.
Yeah.
And he just said, hey, look, I'm not going to be on Channel 4 anymore, but I'm going to be everywhere else.
Is that what he said?
I'm omnipresent except for Channel 4.
Okay. So
he's not doing the Sunday sports thing. He's not doing that. He's doing other things.
So after Sunday night football at NBC, Fred Rogan usually does a local show with that
called
really,
The Challenge.
The Challenge with that loudmouth guy that had the Greek restaurant.
Yeah, Petros Papadakis.
Nice guy, but very loud.
Yeah. What?
Exactly.
Petros.
And he started the trend to wear tennis shoes everywhere people go.
And no socks.
And they do it on even like CNN now and Fox News and everything. They're all sitting there with nice suits on and then like some loafer tennis shoes. But anyway, we digress. So Fred will still be doing the radio show. May we get him on here?
He'll come on.
Yeah. Yeah, he coming by your place for dinner again
tonight?
He'll
come by.
He asked your advice if he should,
Did he?
That's what you just said. It's like that Everybody Loves Raymond episode where the brother can't decide whether to quit the police force, and he asks everybody. It's good. Now,
do you like that show, Everybody Loves Raymond?
Oh, my. I hadn't seen it in a while, and I watched it the other night. It's so well acted, but it's so incredibly well written. It's just, this could be your next, you're behind the scenes and the times. You love Andy Mayberry. You like Andy Griffith's show.
Yeah, that's for Barney.
You could come up 10 or 15 years and watch.
And the other thing is, the other day I'm just really plagued by doubt about how smart that production company was.
Which one?
The Andy Griffith show.
Not the Andy Williams show. That was a different.
Well, you could either Andy plugs in because it's all about Barney.
Yeah, okay. It's about Barney.
It's Barney.
Barney says Barn. Okay. So anyway, what about the production company? Smart.
They had a very tough time trying to figure out who's going to be the best wife for Andy of Mayberry.
Come on.
And
there were a few.
You know who was the best of all of them?
Helen, right? Helen?
No. But she was dreadful.
You did not like Helen?
She was dreadful.
She didn't seem too warm. She didn't seem too, happy to be in love.
She doubted
everything.
Andy.
All the time?
All the time. Always doubted him.
All the time.
Jealous, stupid.
So who would have been the best, in your estimation, on the Andy Griffith show for Andy?
Well, let's see.
Thelma Lou, I thought, was perfect for Barney.
Thelma Lou was
perfect.
I would go for Thelma Lou.
And I always thought Aunt B could take up with Floyd the Barber.
I'd go for Aunt B, too.
Aunt B with Floyd the Barber would have been a miraculous.
Oh, Andy.
Aunt B, you look so good tonight. It would be great.
Oh, yeah.
OB! OB! That was great. She took care of the kid.
Yeah, she.
So anyway, who would have been great for Andy, do you think?
It's just really funny. It just popped out of my head.
Because there were many of the actresses in there.
But there was
it's about four.
There was a lot of ones that came in as the nurse. Remember the town nurse?
Nurse.
Yeah, there's a couple of them there that were really.
There's a great
really
female
fantastic.
Bartender that came into Floyd's one time, and boy, the guys were lining up to get their haircuts.
No, she. That was.
It was a good. I forget who it was, but a famous actress.
She was beautiful.
Hold on a second. Speaking of beautiful, on Tubi TV, and a lot of our listeners that are on Facebook Live and send us emails at freddreyer@crntalk.com. have told us that Land's End, people wanted to see this series for years. Fred Dreyer, well known for Hunter and so many other great things. But after Hunter was over, Fred was one of the first to do a kind of a syndicated action project.
First run syndicated.
Yeah, first run syndicated, exactly. First run syndicated. And he filmed it in Cabo San Lucas. The show was called Land's End. And so I had a film fest in my office today. My dog Lindy was in here. I thought, got to keep her kind of calm. Sat her on the couch, little dog food. She's watching you on TV. It's Uncle Fred. She's looking up at the screen. Give me another chip. And then Jennifer, my daughter, came in. And pretty soon Mike Gary's there. Jeremy Dayton came in. He says, what's this? And he looked and he says, Fred made that? I said, yeah, it's pretty good quality, isn't it? Not like those 8mm films he runs. And they said, yes. And so I'm watching this particular episode. I think it's like episode 3. And you're on a boat. And
I'm on a boat every
It might have
week.
been the episodes 1 and 2, the opening, the pilot was a two-parter. And they're on the boat, and it seems like this nice blonde woman is always getting connected with the wrong guy. And on this particular boat, they pull guns on people, and you are in your BVD.
I'm in my bathing suit. Your bathing suit. 99% of the people
looking pretty good. That tattoo is showing there and everything.
Right.
And he's
got the tattoo just for the show.
And you grab the gun, and I see your hand, and I've looked at your hand before, and it's like, these are like violin fingers. You hold yours up for the camera. These things are like clubs. Each one of those fingers is like a club, lethal. So you got to be careful around Fred. Now, here's the thing. You didn't even use the clubs. The guy's running down the side of the speedboat. You kind of pull out of the way so he doesn't see you. And just when he comes around the corner, you lift your leg and hit him in the face with your right foot, and he goes flying off the boat.
That's right.
I've never seen
He's still out there right now.
Never seen that.
Still out there.
And then later on, you're fighting with a guy. I must have taken a phone call. You're on some kind of an inflatable raft, and it's spinning, and I'm looking. This is in Cabo San Lucas. You're heading towards Land's End. There's the whole rock structure, and you don't see it. And I'm screaming at the screen, Fred, it's Land's End. And all of a sudden, you look up after giving the guy a right hook, and you see what's happening. And the next scene you see is the guy wakes up, and he looks, and he plows in with the boat and everything.
Right into the rocks.
And flames go up, and I'm thinking, is Fred gone? And it goes to commercial. Luckily, when they come back from commercial, you must have jumped off the boat, did you?
Of course.
I had to know because I didn't
what
see that part.
What else would I have done?
I didn't see. I think Lindy, my dog, changed the channel at that time over to the Pet Network. But anyway, great scene. That's a good show, Land's End.
It's a terrific show. What do you see the other 20 hours?
I'm watching them all. I'm going to just run. And pretty soon the whole staff is going to be with popcorn.
Oh, they will. I'm telling you.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll get into actual sports.
I'll tell you later.
Yeah, because we got a sports show.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we get the sports. Stay with us here at the Sports Lounge.
Well, we have a boat. How about that?
Yeah.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Let's say life knocks on your door and you need money to live on or pay bills. What do you do? Would your life be better if you were able to take the equity you've built in your home and spend it any way you want? Here's an idea. Call Easy Knock. They can help you convert the equity in your home into cash in just a few days. If your home is worth $100,000 or more, Easy Knock will buy it from you. You get the money you need, and you stay in your home as a renter. Plus, depending on your program, you can buy it back at any time. If you think you might not qualify, remember, they can say yes when your bank says no. Call Easy Knock now and get the cash you need out of your home.
Easy Knock is not a lender. Its products are not available in all markets. Terms and conditions apply.
800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. That's 800-245-9187.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. Glad to have you all with us here today on the show. We understand we had no sound on the video, but we do have it available there now, I believe. And we got some questions and comments. First, Bruce says, always looking forward to the show. Bring it on. He was the first one to tell us that there was no sound on there. And then everybody clicked in and said there was no sound. But anyway, Nikki says, hello from Nebraska. Hope you're doing well. Lee says, hello. Maggie is saying, hi, Mike and Fred. We got Lori, and it says, there we go. And from Alaska, we got Cheryl in on the show today. Now, Pamela is here, and she says, more, wait until next year from Minnesota. Boy, we've been saying that for a long time. What happened to the Vikings, Fred Dreyer, in your estimation? What went on?
Well, they're not a very good team, especially defensively. And it shows true. When you get up against good teams. And
they started out like a hot shot.
It wasn't a mystery. It wasn't a mystery.
Yeah, it was really. They started out like a hot shot. It was.
Yeah, they did. They had. It was good matchups. Yeah, that's why you got to watch every week.
Yep. Rachel says hello, Mike Horn and Fred Dreyer. How are you doing? I'm doing fine. Fred, you doing all right?
Yeah, I'm in good shape over here.
And then we have Chris tuned in. She's last year at this time, the crazy girl who drove from Iowa, plus a couple of other Hunter fans were in Burbank meeting with you. You were at an autograph show or something, weren't you, at the Hollywood show?
Yeah, I was over at the Hollywood show.
They want to know if you would consider doing another one of those at some point because they'd like to come on out again.
Well, don't come out because of me.
Just... Well, the show, they want to see you at the autograph show.
Well, I have to be invited.
Okay.
First, so.
Nikki loves your commercials, by the way. Rachel is saying, I'm not feeling so very well because I went to the doctor and found out that I have gotten COVID. So, hey, you know.
You've gotten COVID.
Yeah. So we want all of our listeners to be healthy. That's Rachel that says that. And I might say, you know, one of the things that a doctor told me to do is to, if you get one of those Navage units or the Neti Pot, or you like to rinse your nose out manually, but I'd use the Navage, and I put just the, one of those little plug things in there. Sometimes it's a little bit of the proper grade peroxide in there, and my gosh, it just cleans out your sinus passages and everything.
And you're stuck with
and that helps
a
you.
Real snotty plastic container.
No, it cleans right up. It's really neat, I'm telling you. It is a good thing.
Just use your hands. Go into.
Never mind. Go ahead.
Well, can I respond?
Yes, it's your show. You got a one shot.
Well,
go ahead.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
You take a shower. Mm-hmm. You turn on the hot water, and you pour a little bit of water into your hand, and then you start snorting.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
What do you think you're doing when you stick that thing up your nose?
Hold on, mister. I don't snort. It is automatically done for me. I just press a button, and it goes.
What a pig you are.
Oh, it's neat. It is so neat. I'm telling you.
Yeah, go ahead.
No snorting on my side. Yeah. I'm telling you. All right, and we also have a note here from Rachel says, I love the show, Land's End, and the television series Hunter. So she's a big fan. And also Nikki says she wants to make a road trip. So we should see if they have those autograph shows from time to time. They should be good. We'll find out about those as they go forth.
Yes.
All right, so now let's talk a little bit about the winding down of the season and the games. What do we think here? We got, the Chiefs and the Bengals. That's going to be, I think, probably a pretty good game back and forth. What's your thoughts on that?
Bengals.
I'm thinking Bengals, but the Chiefs have been there for a lot and know what's going on. But
they
the Bengals have been there last year, too.
The last three times they played,
The Bengals?
Bengals beat.
All right, I'm going Bengals. I'm not going to change then. That was my first choice. I'm going Bengals. I'll go with you. Yeah. And then how about the Eagles and the 49ers?
Eagles at
home.
Me
too. Yeah.
This is the game that everybody's been waiting for Purdy to unravel in.
Yeah.
You know?
And?
So he's done a good job leading the team. Team is loaded with talent, both teams. And you're going to see, I think, a real smash up contest with these two teams. But Philadelphia will win at home.
They say Jalen Hurts looking pretty good. Justin Jefferson, Patrick Mahomes are all finalists for the AP Associated Press 2022 NFL MVP and Offensive Player of the Year awards. Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen, Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow, finalists for the MVP. What happened to the Bills? I mean, this is what happened. Every time you and I pick them, they seem to foul out.
Well, remember, we've been watching the Bills play tiddlywinks every game for 16, 15 games.
And then they hit a toughie.
And then they go into the playoffs, and the matchups aren't that good. Plus, you've got too many injuries. A lot of these teams are not in good shape. They come into camp out of shape. They leave camp out of shape. And I'm surprised that, you know, if you take Josh Allen away from the Bills, you don't have a very good team.
Yeah. Yeah, and but apparently there was some little the Stephon Diggs was frustrated over the outcome of the Bills game and last Sunday, and he was on the sideline afterwards, and he says, quoting him, "Want me to be okay losing? Nah. Want me to be okay with our level of play when it's not up to standard? Nah." And then in the third tweet, he said, "It's easy to criticize my reaction more than the result." And he was shown, I guess, on the TV broadcast midway through the fourth quarter at during the loss there to the Bengals with his arms outstretched, seemingly saying things in the direction of quarterback Josh Allen as the Bills were limited to a season low in points. And, you know, Josh Allen said, "Hey, we just couldn't get the ball to him." It's like, we like to, but we couldn't get the ball there.
Yeah. Well, yeah. What can you do? What do you think is going to happen here this Sunday?
Yeah, exactly. So that's going to be interesting. What about the 49ers? Dak Prescott is good, but there's always some interceptions in those games. I think that hurts them a lot.
What?
And the Cowboys, when they're lost, they lost.
Oh, well, they're not that good a team. And they're going to be in the market for a quarterback here, I think, pretty soon.
You think so?
I think so.
Yeah. Well, the 49ers got a lot of them. So what do you think of that matchup of Brock Purdy against Jalen Hurts? Hurts and the offense, I mean the defense of Philadelphia is going to be awesome, I think. Both teams have good defenses. So does San Francisco.
San Francisco has very good defense.
Yeah.
You're going to see the two best teams in the NFC play.
Yeah.
But it's going to come out Philadelphia.
All right, you heard it from Uncle Fred right there on the game. That should be good. Those are all Sunday games, by the way. The first game is the Chiefs-Bengals. That's at 3 p.m. Eastern time, noon Pacific. And then the Eagles-49ers at 6:30 p.m. Eastern time, 3:30 p.m. Pacific.
Well, there's only four teams left, right?
That's right. It's those two games on Sunday. They might have some repeats going on of some old football passing expositions. There's not going to be anything on Saturday. It's just on Sunday. Now, what else do we have? Patrick Mahomes, he said now he's ready to go for the title game.
You said that just like Ed Sullivan.
Right here on our stage.
Right now, Mahomes, is that who we're talking about?
Yes, that's right.
Mahomes is ready to go.
Little Topo Gigio.
You know, late at dinner when we're having three martinis apiece.
Uh-huh.
We're going to go into our impressions of.
We are going to do impression night.
Yeah, yeah. The chef at the ramp over here near your house.
Yeah, it's open stool night at the ramp.
Open.
They
stool.
Don't really have a stage or really some chairs, but there are stools there. So they. And a lot of times on the outside, they've got the pigeons that come in there, and those are the stool pigeons. But that's a story for another show. So Mahomes, seriously, suffered a high ankle sprain in the first quarter of Saturday's game this last week. against the Jacksonville Jaguars. He returned to the game in the second half, and Andy Reid, the coach, who I love that coach, he expected that Mahomes would be in full practice participant on Wednesday, and he was, and Mahomes said the ankle has progressed since the game against the Jaguars. According to the coach, he says, according to Mahomes, he says, it's doing good. I've done a few days of treatment, a few days of rehab, excited to get on the practice field and kind of to test it out and see where I'm at. But it's feeling good so far. I feel better than I thought I was going to play after the game. Moving on it during the game definitely hurt, but after the game, it's a long quote. I was able to rest, and it kind of iced it up, and then to do different stuff like that, I felt a little bit better. Better position, obviously, the next morning. Felt a little bit better, and then I continued to get better throughout the week, and we'll see how I feel today at the practice. Then he said that Betty Boda bought some butter, but she said the butter's bitter. If I put it in my batter, it'll make the batter bitter. But a bit of better butter will make the batter better, and that's the butter that his friend Betty Boda bought. So there, it was a long quote that he had there. Now, here's the thing, and I need your opinion on this as a longtime all-pro defensive end. You got to look at the teams that are hottest in these games, because your heart says Kansas City has been there. Yeah, we like Mahomes, everything there. We got to see what their last few games were, how they were doing, because Cincinnati really has been pouring it on right now to try to get back in there again. Your thoughts?
Well, look at the teams that you're left with. You're left with four of the best teams.
Exactly.
I mean, so it's not a.
It's going to be good games.
It's not an accident that these teams are the survivors of 17 weeks game season, but you've got I think Kansas City and who else is in there with them?
Kansas City, Cincinnati.
Kansas City, Cincinnati. I just think Cincinnati physically beats them up.
Yeah. All right, going to take a break, come back with more. It is the Sports Lounge coming to you right here from the good old CRN broadcast channels, Sports Byline Radio, Sirius XM. Thanks so much for joining with us. We know you have choices in talk radio. Thanks for spending time with us.
Science proves quality sleep is vital to your mental, emotional, and physical health. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts to help keep you both effortlessly comfortable. And it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. So you're at your best for yourself and those you care about most. Life-changing sleep, only from Sleep Number. And now save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 special edition smart bed, queen only $19.99, plus special financing, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs.
It never dawned on me how much walking I used to do until I bought a house in the suburbs. Like when I'd say, I'm going for coffee, of course I was walking. But now it's like 3 miles, and no latte's worth that. I find myself inviting people on walks with me, like it's a scheduled activity. This morning, my neighbor asked me what I'm doing, and I actually said, I'm going for a walk with Nancy.
Anyway, when you save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto, that's the easy part of adjusting to the suburbs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.
Hi, I'm John Smoltz, former Major League Baseball pitcher and current Hall of Famer. I've had the pleasure of seeing so many great products come and go, but the rope is the best I've ever seen. I promise you it's going to help the little leaguer, it's really going to help the big leaguer, and it's going to save those young arms from a lot of injuries.
The rope trainer allows a player to grip an actual baseball or softball while warming up. So check out theropetrainer.com and see why Hall of Famer John Smoltz swears by it. That's theropetrainer.com.
Before New Cascade Platinum Plus, I would pre-rinse all my dishes because my old detergent just wouldn't get them clean. But now, I do dishes differently. A no pre-wash, no rewash, money-back guaranteed kind of different. Because Cascade Platinum Plus has double the grease-fighting power of Dawn built right in, with twice the scrubbing power, giving me a clean that lets me break all the dish rules. I just scrape, load, and I'm done. Yep, so clean. With Cascade Platinum Plus, I dare to dish differently.
You might get wireless data everywhere, but do you have to use it all the time?
if that's not really you, this track phone. You can get the same nationwide 5G coverage as big carriers, but you pick a plan that you need for a lot less. Unlimited talk and text plans start at $15 a month, no contract. And now you can get the Samsung Galaxy A03s for just $49.99. Track phone. Now you're in control. While supplies last, 1 month equals 30 days. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
In the sports loungers, truly Michael Horn. The star of the program is Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. We're here on the show for you today. I thought maybe you were enjoying a mint, Fred, and you could share it with the rest of our audience. Welcome back to the show. All right, we got our lines open here. If you want to go ahead and send us an email, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. Yes. You can get us on Facebook Live. You can send us a note there as well, too. And you can follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, and on Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. So we got some questions here for you, or comments, I think, Fred. So let's go right to them and take a look here on the screen. We've got Rachel says, I love the show Land's End and the television series Hunter. So
those are two pretty good shows.
Yeah, and she says, Fred Dreyer, are you still doing your magic?
Yes, I am.
You are?
I'm getting that stuff, boy.
Apparently she is talking
appear
about
and disappear.
This happened a while back. It happened a few weeks ago. We had to take the week off because Fred was, signed for what? You did a week at the Magic Castle in Hollywood?
I did a week there, and I was incognito.
Incognito.
I wore a fez.
Yeah, a
during
fez
my
thing.
Performance.
Yeah. I don't know if the magic is actually working today.
Well, I couldn't.
I don't think
I can say it.
I don't know. I don't think the magic is actually working as it should be today. So we'll have to see if starts to work at some point in the future.
Well, we're okay.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. What can I tell you? And now we also have here, Nikki says, please do not demonstrate the neti pot on the show. So I've never used a neti pot. That's why I like the Navage. I don't know. The neti pot is, it sounds too much. I'd rather, you know, just blow some water up my nose in the shower, as Fred said, than, you know, that's always a good way to sort of loosen things up a little bit.
What are you talking about?
I'm helping people with their illnesses as they go through to use that. But
what
she,
are you reading?
Well, they wanted to see, you know, Nikki said she didn't want to demonstrate the neti pot. We don't have one.
What's
by the way,
what is that? Neti pot.
A neti pot, it's like a steam thing that blows steam or something up your nose. I don't know. I've never seen one.
Yeah, well, okay.
I don't know. Neti has
neither
got it.
Neither have I. I don't know.
There you go. The coach, by the way, for the Bengals, according to Nikki, is
he uses a neti pot.
Yeah, and he's a former Husker. So
he's a Husker.
Yeah. So your old friend, the old quarterback there from Vince Ferragamo.
Vince Ferragamo.
He's a big Husker.
He was, certainly.
He was, yeah. He's from there. And you, San Diego State. You're in the Hall of Fame or something down there, aren't you? Didn't they induct you into some kind of honor or something recently down there? Your name is, you're one of the stars of San Diego State all time.
I'm one of the top 100 football players.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's really, I like that. It's good. Now, let's take a look and see what we got here today. Tom Brady. You know, I love Tom Brady. What is he going to be, 45?
He's still playing.
He's 45 years old, still playing. And so, you know, here we go again, the end of the season. Yeah, Tom, are you going to continue? Is your season over? Are you going to be back again? What's going to be happen? And so he's a Hall of Famer, 45 years old. This last Monday, he was on a podcast with Jim Gray. I think that's the old Fox sports reporter. Jim Gray is
a
pretty good guy.
They do a podcast together.
Yeah, and it's called Let's Go with Jim. They do it together alongside, just like you and I do. Except when they do the one shot and all of a sudden then I'm no longer alongside you. But that's the way that whole thing works. Anyway, so they were into the show, into the episode, and Jim Gray asked Tom Brady if he had a timetable for deciding whether to retire from football. And apparently Tom Brady's response was, "You think Tom Brady is getting annoyed by people asking him about retirement or nah? Jim, if I knew what I was gonna bleeping do, I'd have already bleeping done it. Okay, I'm taking it a day at a time." Well, now, I think that's the good answer because people are bugging him, right?
That's the answer.
You know, did they ever talk to you towards the end of your career? You're gonna retire, Brad, what are you gonna do?
No, he just fired me.
Is that the way it works?
They said, "Oh, Fred, the coach wants to see you, and bring your playbook." I went, "Bring my playbook? Huh. I wonder what that means."
Yeah. Get a little closer to that mic. This is a depressing
you
time.
You can hear me.
But it's too depressing. Seeing is like, so we can really all enjoy it. That's terrible. That is absolutely terrible. Anyway.
There it is right there.
Yeah. So after an awkward pause, then Jim Gray moves on to another touchy subject. And he says to Brady after he tried to trip, apparently, the Cowboys' safety, Malik Hooker, in the Tampa Bay playoff loss to the Dallas Cowboys in that game, Brady didn't hold back with his answer on this one either. He's appealing the fine, even though he admitted to Gray that he indeed tried to trip Hooker. The NFL has fined Tom Brady $16,444 after trying to trip him.
$16,000?
So Brady says, and I'm quoting now, "I tried to tackle him with my right shoulder, and I missed him, and I wasn't going to try to stick my arm out. I was trying to get him on the ground. I missed him completely. I didn't even hit him. I tried to trip him, but I didn't. I don't know how you can get fined for something that didn't even happen. Are they fining an intention? It's like targeting and you miss the person you hit and they still call it targeting. I've got to figure out and understand why this is the case. It's a little odd. This is why I wish our NFL Players Association was stronger." Your thoughts on that?
Well, he shouldn't have tried to trip him. That comes down to that.
That's right.
So,
but he said he didn't trip him, so there was no tripping involved.
Well, his attempt was to trip him.
So that he's right then when he says that, is this an intention? They're fining him for an intention.
That's right.
Yeah, for intentional tripping.
Right. That's right.
Did you ever try to trip somebody?
No. I've got a lot of... what?
I'm just wondering. I mean, really, never? It didn't just happen sometimes or whatever?
You want to break your leg?
That's what I'm
saying.
Here's
what I would suggest you do then.
What's that? Okay, what do you do?
You can suit it up if someone will give you a suit.
Yeah.
Give you a time.
Yep.
Show up.
Yep.
And when the ball is snapped,
yes,
stick your legs out.
Okay.
In any direction you'd like.
Yeah.
And start tripping these linemen.
So that's the intention they're finding him for.
That's the intention.
Okay.
And he's lucky.
Yes.
He doesn't have a broken leg.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't going to stick his
arm out. Anybody that is stupid enough, Tom, to attempt to trip another player, you can expect to get full brunt of the consequence.
There you go.
All right.
Quotes of the week we have for you today that was put together by Jeremy Dayton. One is, "Better send those refunds." And that was something that Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow, who will be playing this Sunday, he said that after his team's win over the Buffalo Bills, he was trolling the Bills fans who had bought tickets to the potential neutral site of the NFC Championship game against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So there you go. So they're not at that neutral site now, or are they going to be at that neutral site?
No, they're not. They don't need to do that.
Because that was only if Buffalo was there.
Only if Buffalo was there.
Okay, here's another quote. "He's a fiery competitor. He wants the ball. We couldn't get him the ball tonight. We're going to have to learn from it." That is what I said earlier from Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen on the tense sideline interaction with wide receiver Stephon Diggs in that game. Here's another one for you. This was, "I was just trying to be a little dramatic, get the ratings up. That's what we're all here for." That was the San Francisco 49ers tight end George Kittle on his incredible catch against the Dallas Cowboys.
That was a great catch.
It was.
It was a very good catch.
Now, to have him out there is like, I shouldn't even go there, but it's like having Michael Jordan out there. That's the Philadelphia Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni on the quarterback Jalen Hurts. And then Lamar Jackson is our quarterback. I have every faith that it's going to get done. That's Baltimore Ravens head coach John Harbaugh on contract negotiations with Lamar Jackson. Jackson pulled out of the games. I don't have much credit for him. I think he didn't play because he was worried about the contract. I hope I'm wrong. But
yeah, I am so uninterested in these players and their trying to get paid millions of dollars. I don't, you know, I want people to earn a living, but I don't want them to dine out on the fact that you should feel as though he deserves all the money he can get.
Exactly.
I don't care about him.
Okay, now. Our photographer on the show here, Pamela, said she sent us some pictures this week, and we'll describe them for you radio listeners. But she's talking about your TV series, Hunter, was known for having real great guest stars through the years.
Yeah, we did. We had great guest stars.
And she said these five talented people appeared on Hunter early in their careers and have done all right for themselves. Mm-hmm. Now, the first one is, and you can follow along if you want. We'll post these at our Sports Lounge On Demand website. Three-time Oscar winner Frances McDormand. She was on the show and was early on in the show. Wasn't she in Dakota or was South Dakota or whatever?
Fargo,
thank you, in North Dakota. Yeah. So there you have it. So
won the Academy Award.
How was she to work with? Great.
Picture. I didn't do a lot of work with her.
Yeah.
Stephanie did.
Yeah. Looks like Stephanie was in that scene with her. Then we've got another photograph here, and this one is of Nancy Stafford, who was on Matlock.
Oh.
She was in 1985 on the show. And this picture here, and we'll post this one at the website, that's you laying a lip lock on Nancy.
I have it in my contract that all beautiful actresses I got to kiss.
Is that yep. in the contract?
Mm-hmm.
So they wrote that in there no matter what, right? You had to have a kissing scene.
And then I just say, you know, if you want to, I go to their trailer and knock on the door.
That's it.
They'd say, come in. And I'd come in. I'd say, listen, we're in scene 27B, and we're going to be kissing. Would you like to practice?
That was up, and that's it.
That's it.
I didn't know I worked with Grant Stinchfield here for the show. Okay, now we got another shot coming up here. And on this one, this is recent Emmy winner Cheryl Lee Ralph of Abbott Elementary.
Ralph's Supermarket.
Yes. She was, and here she is. And somebody's grabbing her from the back. What's going on here? This looks like
someone's grabbing her by her
ear. Yeah, you can't see the
ear.
Pictures, but they're grabbing her by her ear on this thing.
I
over
got
there.
The pictures right here.
Yeah. Oh, you got them right there? Okay, good.
Right here.
Yeah, so that's good. So we got that picture in there. You worked with her. And then let's see who else we had. Then we had Bryn Horrocks of Mad Men. And she was apparently on the show. Let's see if we can see what is in that picture that we'll be posting. There she is. It looks like, again, had a scene with Stephanie here, not with you. So this was a good one here of Mad Men. And then later on, apparently in 1989, we had Mark Pellegrino of Supernatural in 1990. And so he was on this thing, too. And he looks like kind of a sort of a surf dude or something here, I think, on this picture.
Yeah, he was surf dude.
Get it up there. He looked a little bit like that. He looked like he could have played a younger Hunter on the show or whatever. You guys have that, you know. Something going there.
I don't think so.
No, maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, never mind. I stand corrected. Okay. Thank you, Pamela, for getting those pictures out.
Pamela, every week you never let us down.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Yeah, and Madison Hernandez is our social media queen. She knows everything about social media. She'll post those up for you at all of our sites there. We'll take a break, come back with more. It's the Sports Lounge. Thanks for joining us.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health.
With just two glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Once again, we're back in the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, and the Andy Griffith Show girlfriend of Andy that you think should have connected was Joanna Barnes. Is that right?
Yeah. If you look at the reruns of Andy Griffith,
yep.
he had Helen, which was the school teacher.
Teacher, yeah.
Who was flat and boring. And it's true.
Okay.
And Julie Adams,
okay,
who was beautiful. If you remember who Julie Adams is.
No, but I'll take your word for
but
it.
But you can tell our listeners to boot it up, go to Facebook or whatever you want to
look
do.
Look up Julia.
And look at Julie Adams and her line of work. Okay. She played a nurse on the show.
Yeah.
So she was there for a couple of episodes,
yep.
And I guess they couldn't come to grips with contracts and as actors, so they got this other actress who I don't know her name, but okay. she didn't do anything other than be in the Andy Griffith Show.
But the one you liked?
That's not the one I liked.
So it was Joanna, right?
Joanna Barnes was the one I liked,
and she was the wife of Ryan yeah. O'Neill, right?
And she was married to Ryan O'Neill. They had a baby called Tatum.
Mm-hmm.
So Tatum O'Neill was the mother.
Okay.
Or was the child of Ryan O'Neill and Joanna Barnes.
And the beautician that was in Floyd's barbershop was Barbara Eden.
Barbara Eden.
She was just beautiful.
Boy, was she unbelievable.
Yeah. Yep.
Do you think they sprayed that dress on her?
Something happened there. I don't know. By the way, we have Bruce saying the neti pot, he said, is it's a little pot that... You put saline water in it, and then you pour the water into your nose and flush it out. I'd rather do the shower trick, Fred said. When are we going to have Stephanie Kramer back on? Rachel wants to know that. And someone wants to know what's your favorite genre of movies.
What's my favorite genre?
Yeah, you like action, adventure, comedies? What do you like?
I like Beach Bank and Bingo.
Beach movies, okay. By the way, Fred and I saw the Elvis movie. That was a great movie.
Yeah, we did see it. That kid did a fantastic job, and I hope he wins the Academy Award.
That's our show. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Email him, please, FredDreyer.
Yes, please do.
At CRNTalk.com. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at CRNTalk.com. Final thoughts, Fred?
We're on our way to another new year. We sure welcome you aboard, and thank you so much for being with us.
See you next week.